Second. Well, I don't know what happened to the sequence, but it doesn't matter. We'll edit later when we edit it. Let's go to the questions, okay?
Sure thing.
All right. Can you tell me what investment budget does Innovo VC currently have for Romanian tech startups, and which types of funding rounds are you focusing on here in the country?
As you know, we have a real firepower because right now we have 107 million euros fund. This is our third fund. So across all of our three funds, we have over 160 million euros invested. And Romania is one of our markets we are looking for. We don't have any buckets specifically for any countries because we invest in people in the entire region, all over the world. So, for example, because we invest locally, but in diaspora as well. So Romanians in Romania, Romanians in the US,
Yeah.
that's still our sweet spot. Yes, so far, and I'm really surprised by it, because our initial plan that was that about 10% of the current fund will be invested in Romania. But so far in this fund, we haven't invested in a single Romanian founder. We invested in two Moldovan founders, and one of them is operating heavily in Romania. But in Romania itself, we haven't invested yet. And to be honest, I'm still surprised that YPAP's global success story hasn't created a stronger new wave of new generation of founders aiming for similar scale. So yeah.
Maybe you will find some interesting startup here in Romania in October at How to Web conference.
Oh, of course, this is the plan because I truly, truly think that How to Web is the best startup event, tech event in Central Eastern Europe because basically all of the people that are relevant, important for Central Eastern European ecosystem or are looking at Central Eastern European ecosystem. So, all of the key regional investors from here, all of the international investors from London, US, Berlin, whatever that look at Central Eastern Europe and look for deals here as well, or the best founders from the region, all of them will be here, will be there. So that's why it's like the best event in the region for sure, especially for the southern part of this region. And yeah, I hope I will meet at least a few founders, who think more about building from New York on San Francisco later on the way, not from, Warsaw or Bucharest, because at the end of the day, ambition is the critical thing for us to build billion-dollar plus businesses. So I hope I will meet at least a few of such people.
Well, in terms of ambition, can you make a comparison between Romania, Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary, Moldavia, Ukraine, I don't know, Bulgaria? Which founders are the most ambitious in this area?
I don't think there are many differences. We invest in Baltics as well, and Baltics ecosystems are more developed because they had success stories earlier, and it's all about knowledge transfer. So, early employees at Skype started investing as angel investors, started building new businesses, and because of that, they are small ecosystems because basically it's a one city per country. Then this knowledge transfer was really, really fast. And because all of those countries are relatively small, then founders there know that, okay, if I build something, I need to build something global from day one. So I would say Baltics ecosystems, founders from Baltics, they have a bit different reasoning at this moment and experience and best practices about startup market. And many other markets in Central Eastern Europe, they founders from those countries, they often fall into the same trap. So starting locally, hoping that, okay, I will test this, I don't know, Poland, Romania for a year or two, and then I will expand globally to bigger market, to the US or whatever. Yeah. And
That's the trap. This is the trap.
that's a huge trap, because that then you lost the game, in my opinion, yeah? Because it's all about speed, especially nowadays. Like back then, startups were all about power law, being the fastest, the best, the fastest growth, the biggest company, the biggest race whatsoever. Now it's even more skewed towards this direction. So, you know, if you spend like a year or two to build your business here in Poland, Romania, then at the same time, you know, someone in San Francisco or New York already owns your category, and it will be much harder for you to get there, to win over them, because they have customers, they have recognition, they have more capital, better access to talent, everything. Yeah, so speed is the only advantage you can have, and timing is everything. Timing is the most precious asset of every founder. So I truly encourage all of the founders from Origin to think globally. We quite often encourage them and try to convince them that, okay, we invest right now, but then after our investment, you should spend like big part of your time in the US, or even move to the US, depending on the industry you play in. So that's our play, because in the US you have the highest adoption of technology, the fastest adoption of technology, especially now with AI, we see that. Mm-hmm. The best access to the capital, and people that, you know, have seen things in terms of growing from zero to 100 million ARR to 1 billion ARR. And in our region, we still don't have that many cases of that, even in Europe in general. Yeah, but our region's even in worse position in that. So, and we have great tech people. So it's more about, you know, guiding them and making them more ambitious and even optimistic, because people in our region, because of our history, I believe we tend to be much less optimistic and more pessimistic that, okay, everything is bad. And sometimes we just have to believe.
Well, whole Europe history has plays a huge role between the relationships or between states.
That's true.
I want to ask you something. When you say globally, you are referring especially to the United States or also that's China? Or Asia?
Oh, that's okay. That's interesting pivot. So, it's not always the US. I mean, for most of the industries, the US is probably the best market, because mm-hmm. you know, companies, consumers, they have most money, they adopt technology very fast, and capital is there. But it's not always the only way, because you have many companies that build successful business in Latin America, in Asian countries, but not China, in Middle East even right now. So it's more about finding a market that is scalable, because, you know, in Europe, you think, okay, it's Europe, but basically it's not Europe. It's like multiple fragmented markets with different cultures, the different regulations. It's not a single market. In the US, it's basically a single market. In Latin America, because people are very similar in culture wise Latin America, Spanish language, exactly. Portuguese culture is basically very, very similar. In Southeast Asia, quite similar thing. So if you see that, okay, there is a potential to scale your business market by market, because those businesses, those markets are similar, then it's okay. It doesn't have to be the US. But it's the big picture is, okay, how to find the best, the biggest potential market that would allow you to build something significant and grow very fast. Because at the end of the day, it's all that matters. To build like a very big business, you need to have a lot of capital. And to get this capital, you need to grow very fast. And without it, if you do that on smaller market locally, you won't get there. With China, I believe that's a totally different thing, because I'm not an expert on this market, but I haven't heard about any European business, tech business that you know, did something successful in China.
Me neither.
so I guess in China probably it's not the case. In Southeast Asia or Middle East, that's the case. For example, Rocket Internet, as venture builder, built plenty of very big startups in Southeast Asia. So yeah, that might work there. But China, I believe they are pretty isolationist in terms of building businesses. Unless they can go global, that's okay. But
yeah,
external companies from different countries, they want to enter China, that's a different story. So yeah.
Or even India, because these two countries have many people. Do you see any particular tech sectors in Romania that are more promising, let's say, than other in Central or Eastern European countries? Has anything caught your eye here?
I wouldn't say so, because, you know, we as a fund, we don't chase specific industries, we chase founders. Because we are focused on this region, so if we focused even on, you know, specific industries in this region, then our pipeline, our deal flow would be very, very limited. Yeah, so I would say all that matter are exceptional entrepreneurs and founders, because, you know, they can build business in every industry, in my opinion. If you're smart, if you're really like crazy good executor, then you can build in every business and you can learn new industries fast wherever you see the opportunity, because you have to see the opportunity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I see that in general, our region, including Romania, we have pretty strong position in dev tools, some in cybersec, but I wouldn't say so, that because Israel is crazy bagger in the space. But so in comparison to that, it's not an edge. So let's say, but dev tools, I have many data points that DevTools are strong in Central Eastern Europe, and that's one of our focuses as well. AI, because of very strong STEM education, so math, physics, you know, algorithms, all thanks to communism and 50 years of you know, being under Soviet regime. But so it wasn't good on many fronts, but in terms of education and strong foundations in STEM, then it's an edge. Because, for example, even when we think about Poland, but this is the same story for most of the countries in our region, you know, at some point, like about 20% of open AI research team, they were Polish guys. Two of the co-founders of open AI, they are Polish guys. One of them is Albanian. Yeah. So Perplexity is Belarusian founder. Yeah. So, you know, we have edge in AI because of STEM education, and that's the thing right now. And before that, in dev tools, because we had so many strong R&D centers, software houses in the region, because, you know, we had smart tech people and still cheap labor back then. So that's why we had a lot of software houses and R&D centers. And right now, and I'm more happy about it, because of our strong STEM education foundations, we are extremely good at AI. So now it's a question how to commercialize this knowledge, this edge, and this is a bigger challenge, I would say. But yeah,
not many people would have said what you said about the mathematics that people in this area have been taught during the communist regimes. Well, yeah, but it's true. I agree with you on that.
You can just see, you know, results of international Olympiads in mathematics, physics, and computer science. That, you know, in top ten places in the ranking of last 50 years in terms of gold medals, silver medals, bronze medals, whatsoever. If I remember correctly, 4 or 3 places were for countries or people from countries from Central Eastern Europe. Yes, so I believe first country with the biggest number of medals was China, then second US, then Russia, and then I believe Poland, then I think Hungary, Ukraine, maybe Romania. I don't remember exactly, but 4 or 5 countries were from Central Eastern Europe. So that's a strong signal.
Well, taking into account that nowadays education is quite different from what it used to be 30 years ago, or 40 or 50 years ago, what do you think it will be the future of startups would look like in, I don't know, in 20 years? I mean, kids nowadays are not very keen on learning.
I wouldn't say so, yeah, but it's different, definitely. For sure, it's much, much easier right now to build business, to validate business, whether something makes sense or not. And we see that already, because especially you have a lot of, you know, founders that were successful before, building businesses before. And when they build new businesses right now, they use old frameworks. They don't use, you know, they still think that, okay, we need a 5 million to build something, to validate something. And, you know, at the same time, you have a 20-year-old guy who just built like a simple tool in Lovable or any Lovable like tool and just got to 1 million ARR like this. And this is without any funding or with very small funding. Yeah. So, for example, we have we have a very strong and broad portfolio of very young founders of new generation, like, you know, 20, 21, 22 years old, all of them doing crazy traction. So, for example, one of our companies, Lithuania, founder is 21, 22. So he's been an entrepreneur for the last 8 or 10, about 8 years. And yeah, he delivered over 10 million ARR business within a few months. We've funding, yeah. So that's the example how the market changed. How the, you know, right now you can build businesses very fast, and young people, because I still believe that you have a like certain percentage of similar percentage of people that have this entrepreneurial ambition, drive to build something, and those people, they will be building. And, you know, you don't have to learn, you just have to do stuff. And right now it's much easier to do to do this stuff. So I wouldn't be that afraid. I see big changes in society in general because of social media, because of AI. But I hope at least that thanks to how easy it is right now to build things, we will have a big entrepreneurial wave among young people. At least I hope, but I think we can do that. And with research or like more STEM focused stuff, yes, I believe as people, as society, we should promote it somehow. We should promote success stories, promote, you know, for that if you're a researcher and deliver something big, like, you should be prized among especially young people, because we don't do it, unfortunately, but we should, and I don't know why.
We definitely should.
Another topic.
I'll jump to last question. Carol, what are your expectations for How to a conference in the beginning of October in Bucharest?
As I mentioned, I think this is the best event. My goal is to just catch up with all of the friends from the ecosystem, from Central Eastern Europe, or from London, Berlin, I mean, from Europe and the US. And of course, I hope to meet a few founders with global ambition, with a plan to build soon from New York or San Francisco, with a goal to build something that can be like a billion plus business within a few years. This is the goal I have. Something that, you know, can make impact on the world, can change the status quo, can change the paradigm. This is something I'm looking for. And I hope I will meet at least one such, if I meet one such person, one such founder in Bucharest, then I'm good. This is a great event then.
Well, good luck, and thank you very much for being here today with me, and hope to see you in October in Bucharest.
Thank you. See you in October. Ciao.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.